This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
If you want to dial in toll-free, you can join us here at number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. If you want to sound better than every other caller, because Skype is like an automatic call quality boost when you do that. So Skype username lrn.fm, and again, that toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, I do want to talk about this Philando Castile case, the man who was shot to death by a police officer who, in his car, he in no way posed a threat to said officer. He's a licensed concealed carry holder, apparently. And that cop ended his life, and now that cop has been acquitted of all charges against him. The video is out, and there's an interesting story over at Tech Dirt about how the cops sent a warrant to Facebook to dig up dirt on his girlfriend, on the victim's girlfriend. And
she live streamed the event.
Right.
And
so that was the first video, but now I guess there's a dash cam video that has come out as well. As I understand it.
Yeah, the police dash cam. Yeah.
Right. So we can talk about that. But, Mark, you wanted to talk about boys and skirts for some reason.
That's right.
To start the show out here tonight. So what's the story? Where's it coming from?
This is from The Guardian at theguardian.com.
All right.
And it's about a school in England, but it doesn't particularly matter because schools are like this all over. They've got their rules. I remember going to school, and you couldn't even wear clam diggers. I grew up in Florida, Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, Florida, and it's hot there, especially,
yeah, it is.
You know, you're talking
all year long, basically.
Right. It gets cool sometime in January and gets warm again in mid-February.
Yeah.
That's basically how it is, and they made us wear pants all the time.
Now, was this in the private school?
Private and public.
And public.
Yeah, so I went, I think that in kindergarten we were allowed to wear shorts, but after that we had to go to long pants.
Now you're like 9 years older than me, and
right,
I'm in
1971.
In my late 30s at this point. So when I got into school, that was not a problem. I was able to wear shorts the whole time, basically. So they must have changed that
at
some
point. How short were these shorts that you were allowed to wear?
Well, I think there was some sort of limitation on the number of inches above the kneecap that could be. I don't recall what that was, but there was some sort of limitation because they didn't want people wearing super short shorts and, you know, showing off their junk or
around high school, these longer shorts, these board shorts or whatever, came into fashion.
Like the skateboarders would wear?
Yeah.
So they would go lower than your knee?
Well, they would go to about your knee,
somewhere
in that vicinity. But prior to that, shorts were short. I had a gym outfit that you had to wear. You always had to wear a particular outfit in gym. It usually had the school colors.
Right.
You know, and these little polyester shorts were quite high on the thigh, you know. They were just little gym shorts, and that's what shorts basically were.
In the 80s or whatever.
Yeah, and at that time frame.
That's true.
Early 80s. And so, you know, I can kind of see that, but then, you know, when fashions changed, the schools didn't. I presume that maybe some schools still have long pants, I don't know, but clearly this one does in Exeter, England.
England, okay.
Yeah. So what's happened here is there's some teenage boys decided to wear skirts to show the school that they, you know, to protest their no shorts policy. So the boys have to wear pants, but the girls can wear these skirts that come above the knee. They're not terribly far above the knee, mind you. They are what I would consider modest apparel for a young lady. And they're, you know, checkered. So basically, not checkered, but plaid. And so basically, these young men are wearing, you know, they're wearing kilts.
Okay.
Nothing special about that. But they all got together and decided they were going to protest by wearing these skirts. And, you know, it just kind of shows the ridiculousness
of the double standard
situation. Yeah. So some had borrowed them from girlfriends, others from sisters. A few had gone the extra mile and shaved their legs when the ISCA Academy in Devon opened on Thursday morning. An estimated 30 boys arrived for lessons, heads held high, in fetching tartan patterned skirts. The hottest June day since 1976 had led to a bare-legged revolution at the secondary school in Exeter. Now, I mean, it's hard for me to feel bad for somebody in England having a warm day, having grown up in Bradenton, Florida, in a house with no air conditioning.
Yeah, sure.
Having to go to school in long pants. But the simple fact that I suffered under stupid rules doesn't mean that everyone should suffer under stupid rules.
That's nice of you to allow everyone else to be
okay. I just don't know what I got as far as building character.
By not being able to wear shorts?
Yeah, by having to wear long pants.
That's a great question. I mean, I would guess, you know, if there's anybody out there in our audience that can weigh in on that, I'd love to hear, you know, what does this no shorts rule do for a teenager or a younger person, because presumably it applies to elementary people as well, but this was, you said, secondary school.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I would guess that somebody would say that it is just more respectable to wear long pants. If you're going to, for instance, a conference, you know, like a business conference, it's expected that you're going to wear long pants to that conference.
Right.
You know?
I would like to point out that we're talking about public school and not a business conference.
Right, but they could argue that it's to prepare you for the real world.
Knife fighting and cussing? That's what I learned. And, you know, those are the kind of things people learn in public school.
Did you really learn how to knife fight?
No, I didn't. I just think it's, you know.
Cussing,
I mean,
yes, though. Fights, yes.
Long pants didn't get anyone to act like an adult there. There were, you know, I went from a private school in kindergarten through eighth grade to a public school in ninth grade through 12th grade, and it was a real culture shock. The riffraff went to public school, and I learned about this riffraff, and it wasn't.
And you
very,
became one.
It wasn't very nice, and I, you know, I considered going to public school one of the worst choices that I made as a young person, and I did make that choice. It was not my parents. If I hadn't gone, then I don't know. Perhaps I wouldn't have ended up in prison.
I would say there's a good chance you would not have ended up in prison.
Yeah. So I guess my question for people is, okay. Why should young people have to wear long pants? Young men have to wear long pants, and then young women can wear these, you know, breezy little skirts. And secondarily, is there a problem with young men wearing kilts to school, too? Is that a problem?
Well, what happened to them? Was there any kind of consequence? Because they were wearing skirts / kilts or whatever, and, you know, the only difference between shorts and those things is that there's not two holes to put your legs in. There's only one.
Yeah.
Right? That's the only difference.
Right. It's really sort of silly. Essentially, the folks here, the management of the school, they're like, hey, we don't know what to do. The media catches, you know, you're talking about dozens of teenage boys wearing skirts to school at the same time, with a little bit of, you know, media attention. It just blows up. Fortunately, the administration is not stupid enough to
around this
lock these boys' heads off on the school lawn or whatever it is that they would do for punishment. And so they just decided, you know, they're going to step back and say, we're going to consider, you know, different rules and that sort of thing. It really makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah.
This protest was successful. However, I tend to think if this was done in the South when I was young, that it would have been unsuccessful. They would have, reacted poorly to this sort of protest. protest.
Well, one of the new rules, I mean, if they reacted poorly, one of the rules could be that they would require the females to wear long pants as well.
I doubt it. They would just say that, you know, that's for women. You know, that's how it would have been at least, you know, where at my school. It's been 40 years or whatever period of time, 30 years. And, you know, obviously things have changed. But I think, you know, is your kid allowed to wear shorts to school? To what age?
And what's the benefit of wearing the long pants over the shorts? Is that
right,
somehow
factor into that? My thoughts is that, yeah, you can't sit in... Now, summer school, we could wear shorts, mind you.
Uh-huh.
But not during the regular... It's very important to be you know, all buttoned up during the regular school year.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-453. If you want to join us and weigh in, 855-450-3733 or Skype in. A Skype username, lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number for you to join us here on the live Saturday edition is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about, is it technically cross-dressing? I suppose it is.
Nah.
No, only if you wear, if you only wear half women's clothing, that's not all the way cross-dressing.
Putting on a skirt, which, by the way, a plaid skirt, I'm sorry, is just not cross-dressing.
Okay.
It's just, once it goes on, it becomes a kilt.
It's a kilt. Yeah. Okay. Now, can women wear kilts, too?
Women can wear whatever the hell they want, but
it still a kilt when a woman wears it, or is it then a skirt?
I think that it would depend on whether they have the little leather bag that hangs in front at that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that standard on kilts? The
leather
bag?
So kilts don't generally have pockets.
Kilt,
I have a Utila kilt.
Right.
And it has pockets.
Thing's pretty badass.
It's sort of a modern day kilt.
Right.
And I like it, but I'm a little self-conscious to wear it all the time.
Get dirty if you wore it all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that sort of around town I generally don't, but there's some events that I'll wear it, and I like to do that. But I think that basically you would want, when men wear these things, it's not officially a kilt if they wore the skirt, but it looks so much like a kilt that it just doesn't matter.
So I want to let you know about LibertyStickers.com. If you care about freedom and you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, then the back of your car is a great option. And LibertyStickers.com has loads of choices for you. They've got a vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages, which you can go and check out and order at your leisure at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com. And by the way, before we continue with the discussion, I do want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, which is actually two stations, KINA AM 910 in Salina, Kansas, as well as its FM translator in nearby Abilene, Kansas, Kansas at 94.5 FM. So welcome aboard to our new listeners or newer listeners there. You are probably noticing already that Free Talk Live is not your typical talk show. Not only do we cover issues that are pretty uncommon compared to other shows, we are also open phones all the time. So if for whatever reason you're hearing us talk about the kilts and skirts and such at this school over in the UK, but that doesn't float your fancy, you can just call in about anything that you want here and get on the radio with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So again, welcome to KINA's listeners there in Salina, and that brings our total count of radio stations over 170. We're at 173 right now, so welcome aboard. Now, so back to the story here, Mark. The young men, and do we know how many had participated in this particular protest? Some young men from a school, a secondary school. I don't know if that's the equivalent of a high school or a middle school in the UK, but they were protesting the no shorts rule by wearing skirts to school.
Yeah, but it's estimated 30 young men, and this is pretty well organized. Kids have better organizational tools in the form of texts and group chats and things like that than we ever did when we were growing up. I don't even know how I guess you'd do a phone tree or something in order to get something like this set up when I was in high school. It would have been, the mid-80s, and we had to wear long pants every day of school. We went to school until early June and then started in again after Labor Day. In Florida, that just, it may not be the hottest months, but it's darn close to the hottest months. I'm sure some of the hottest days of the year will come during the school year this year in Florida. So, I don't know why they decided to go with those rules, and maybe where I am, the rules have changed. Where I grew up, the rules have changed, and maybe they haven't. I don't know the answer. It doesn't particularly matter to me. I'm sure that there's schools in the United States right now where young people can't show their calves without getting in trouble, and to me, it's just backwards. It just doesn't make any sense, specifically if it's based on gender. If you're telling one sex that they can wear something that comes to the knee and the other sex that can't wear something that comes to the knee, then, you know, that's a problem. Are boys naturally cooler? I think not. I think they're actually naturally warmer than girls. So why do we have this rule? And what I'd say it is that, you know, sort of
old traditions die hard.
Yeah, it's the old traditions. It's back when swimsuits went down to your wrist and down to your ankles.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the nonsense that's still holding on. And because it's young people, no one cares.
Do you think the pendulum will ever swing back that way? You know, like the pendulum of style and what's acceptable as far as revealing, you know, skin. Will we ever have, you know, full length body suits?
I would say no. But, you know, my reasons are probably a little strange. I would say we are among that, you know, I'm 46 years old. I'm probably going to be somewhere, as a guess, if you read these futurists, somewhere around the breaking point for the people that live forever. The idea is that they're going to be able to extend life potentially indefinitely, for generations probably that are already born. And if that's the case, then, you know, you're going to find a very low birth rate because, you know, somebody who's 200 years old is unlikely to say, you know what, we need more kids. And they probably won't even be able to procreate because their brains will be floating around in robot bodies or whatever the case may be. So, no, I don't think that'll be the case. But would it happen in the future? I don't think so. The world is becoming less religious over time, and I don't mean your religion, I mean just sort of religion generally. Religions seem to be the reason that people are conservative as far as dress goes, and I think that, if you take a look at Western Europe, it's become very sort of unreligious, except for that they're letting in Muslim immigrants, but and oftentimes there's a clash there. So, no, my answer is no, I don't think that'll happen.
So, did you get the update on this story, Mark? What's the date on your Guardian piece that you have there?
I've got it from, I don't know, it doesn't show the date on mine.
Okay, I've got one here, headline, Exeter School's Uniform Resolve Melts After Boys' Skirt Protest.
Okay, go ahead.
That's a different story.
It's different than what I've got, yeah.
So, according to this here, this was published yesterday. Britain's heat wave this week sparked open rebellion at ISCA Academy in Devon, with boys wearing skirts in protest of the rules that insisted male pupils wear long trousers, even as temperatures soared into the mid-30s. That's Celsius.
Yes.
By the end of the week, the school's icy resolve finally melted in the glare of the international exposure. The Exeter Secondary School has announced that boys will soon be able to choose to wear shorts instead of its tartan trousers after the box pleat rebellion.
Tartan trousers? How awful.
What does tartan mean?
These are plaid trousers.
It caught the attention of media around the world. Amy Mitchell, the school's head teacher, sent a message to parents saying that shorts would be allowed, but only from the next school year after consulting with pupils and parents. So, it's a win.
Well, it's
their
a
protest
win
won.
For next year. They're going to be still hot and...
I mean, it's almost summertime, right? So, they're probably going to be getting out of school.
I don't know what
soon.
The rules are in England, but...
Presumably, they take summers off, right? I mean, that's pretty common.
What are they going to school for now in June 23?
I'm pretty sure the local schools are just now ending.
When I was a kid, it was you could pretty much count
it was
on
different
the school.
It was different in Florida.
6th of June.
Yeah, it was different in Florida.
Okay.
Up here in New England, it is later June before they get out.
I see.
And more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in with your thoughts, we welcome you. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so you can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm.
I want to tell you about a marketplace where you don't need money. You can exchange your talents for other people's services and abilities at Simbi.com. You can forget about the old economy. This is your economy. You won't believe the diversity of services that are offered at Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get an account at Simbi.com and take a look around and post your services. I think it's amazing. I've been getting some voiceover work done for some ads here on Free Talk Live, and it's been awesome.
Great way to get some new voices, too.
Yeah, right.
The same people over and
over. It's one of the things that's really awesome about this is I'm getting some people who really know what they're doing. Maybe they just have natural talent. Whatever it is, it doesn't take that much to talk into a microphone.
Right. That's why we chose this business.
Right. It's so much better than laying block or whatever. And they're doing a great job, and I'm sure that they've got computer lessons over there, people are talking about gaming, you know, all kinds of things. You know, whatever it is that you might imagine, there are people exchanging it there. SIMBI.com. Symbi, as in symbiotic. SIMBI.com.
Some young males at the secondary school in the UK protested recently by protesting a ban on shorts. You had to wear pants if you're a male, but not if you're a female. You could wear a skirt in that case. So they wore some skirts to school. And apparently they got the rule revoked for next school year. You want to weigh in? Like Kurt here in Connersville, Indiana, you can do that. Hey, Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're listening to WIBC-FM.
How you doing this evening, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind, Kurt?
Well, just clarification. The difference between a kilt and a skirt is the way that the garment wraps around the body.
Okay. Uh-huh.
A kilt wraps to the left, just like when you button your shirt.
Yeah,
this left oversets the right.
But that's only for men's shirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And women's shirts, it's right oversets the left?
Correct.
Yeah.
Same difference between a kilt and a skirt. But if the guy, if the kids shave their legs, shame on them. They're wearing skirts.
Yeah, I got to say, you shave your legs, you're wearing a skirt, as far as I'm concerned. I tend to agree. I guess I would be a little more generous on which direction it wraps, but, you know, yeah. I can
well,
see
it was their intention to wear a skirt. That was the point of the protest.
The girls get to wear a skirt, so they're wearing the same garment that the girls would wear.
That's right.
You know, when you're talking about 11, 12, 13-year-old boys, it doesn't really matter. Their waists are all about the same.
Uh-huh.
But I think that once a garment, you know, a skirt-like garment that is plaid goes on a young man, that it gets very close to being a kilt.
No, indeed it does.
Yeah.
But,
and what's do you know what the bag is that hangs in front of the kilt on the traditional kilt?
Yeah, it's called a sporran.
That's right, sporran.
Huh.
And don't they usually have a little knife involved somewhere, too?
That's the skindu, and that's usually worn tucked into the top of the stocking or hose.
Oh, I see.
It's called a black knife, because typically you'd use it for doing black deeds, like kidney thrustings and throat slittings.
Yeah, I got you.
Wow.
There you go.
This is excellent.
Those
I
are the things that
things
go
about.
Basically with a kilt, right? So you got to have the bag, you got to have the little knife.
Nope. Yep, or you might carry a dirk, which typically originally was a broken down sword.
Right, some sword that broke and then they just sharpened it up, right?
No. Say, you know, 10, 12 inch blade.
Yeah. That would generally be used for so left's black deeds. I know that usually soldiers had to provide their own kit, which included a knife, a fork, and sometimes they'd spoons were relatively uncommon, but did have them.
Well, let's just say that the dirk would be used for wet work.
Okay. Yeah. So wet work usually means stabbing somebody above the waist,
or anywhere you can get them.
Amazing. Thank you, Kurt, for the very informative call. More than I ever knew about kilts.
Yeah, usually the guys that wear the kilts, they know the names for all this stuff. I've never taken the time. I know that my family has two different tartans somewhere in the lineage, and neither one of them I just thought were the greatest in the world. But, you know, whatever.
So there you go. The young boys' protest was successful. The school's headmaster did send a message to parents saying shorts would be allowed, but only beginning in the next school year. And they did confirm the boys involved in the protest would not be punished for wearing the skirts. Quote, parents and pupils will be aware that the hot weather these last few days has prompted interest in our school uniform policy, and notably the trousers rather than shorts worn by our male students. The school noted Riley in a, quote, hot weather and school uniform update, unquote, on its website. They continued saying, contrary to news reports, we have not banned shorts. Shorts are simply not part of our school uniform. Well, that's basically the same difference.
I just love bureaucrats. They're the same everywhere. We have not banned shorts. We just simply don't allow them.
Well, I'm not sure if these are bureaucrats, because I don't know if this is a private school or not.
You're a bureaucrat if you act like a bureaucrat.
Really?
Okay? So
okay.
Bureaucratic stuff. One can work in the private sector
and still be a bureaucrat. I see.
I understand that there's a tighter definition of sort of someone who works within
government bureau. Yeah.
But, nonetheless, the rule followers, it says right here,
yep.
You know, those people, you know, if you act like a bureaucrat, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Quote, however, as summers are becoming hotter, shorts will be introduced as part of our school uniform next year.
Global warming.
Having first consulted with parents and students, we feel that introducing a change in uniform partway through this year would put undue pressure on some of our families. So I guess the pressure would be of having to buy the new school-approved shorts.
Yeah, so
it'll be a uniform short. You won't just be able to wear any old shorts.
Often parents, I've talked to parents whose kids go to public school that have the uniforms and that sort of thing. When I went to public school, you didn't have uniforms. You just had to wear long pants.
Mm-hmm.
But we could wear jeans as though that's, you know, buttoned down or something. But nonetheless, what they said is that the shirts were a little more, they were more costly than it would be if you just, say, went to some discount clother and got some shirts and some pants,
right.
But they weren't terrible as far as costs go.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything. Jay is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess we'll compare the wearing of silk to wearing of the diaper that I feel that our president that I did vote for and I still have confidence in, but I would just like to compare him to a few guys. Scott, I think he's acting like Scott off of the Kardashians.
I don't know who that is.
Sure. He used to have class, I'm sure, but he needs to start acting like Chase Crisley with a little more class.
I don't know who that is either. These pop culture references just go right over my head.
I'm sure most of our audience gets it, though.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Can you explain who those people are? I mean, at least help me out, man.
Oh, sure.
I want to know what you're saying, and I don't know.
Sure. Scott off the Kardashians acts like a spoiled, rich brat.
Okay.
He had a
great
upbringing, I'm sure. He comes from money. He probably had class at one time. Now, there's a gentleman that's named Chris Crisley who has a show as well, reality television, who seems to have quite a bit of class. And his son, Chase, who is obviously a spoiled brat as well, has what we call class. And I just think that our president needs to go back and start acting with a little bit of class.
Now, what is it that he's doing that is...
I have questions, too. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, what is it that Trump has done specifically that has upset you as somebody who voted for him?
Well, I think just instead of running his ideas through people, I think he's... The way he tweets, the way he just snaps off at comments, you know, quit talking about the election and that you beat Hillary. We got that. Can we?
Is he still talking about it?
Yeah.
Is he still tweeting?
Oh, absolutely.
He seems like more of a liability for the people that he's put in power there in the his cabinet and whatever. He seems like more of a liability for them than he is an asset in many ways. It's not a reality TV program there at the White House.
It might as well be, though. It sure feels like one.
Could you hold on to him? I want to
Sure, if you want to hang on, Jay, we'll bring you back here. 855-453, because Mark's got some more questions. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us, too.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And do want to let you know how you can go and download all kinds of episodes of Free Talk Live. Maybe you are just now tuning into the show for the first time, and you want to hear more of us, you can go to freetalklive.com, and you can download literally more than a decade's worth of shows for free. Those other talk show hosts out there doing other shows besides ours, they tend to want to restrict their websites and demand that you pay some sort of fee or registration fee and log in and all that. Now, on freetalklive.com, you just go click and download. You can easily subscribe to our podcast. You can listen to live streaming there as well. It's all free, so head on over to freetalklive.com. As we go back to Jay in Indianapolis, he sounds a little frustrated with the presidential candidate that he voted for, Donald Trump. Sounds like you were saying that Trump's been acting kind of bratty, like some of these reality TV show stars. And, Mark, you had another question or two or however many for Jay.
Yeah, so, Jay, you were saying that he is acting without class. I never, I had never had an expectation that Donald Trump would act with class. I did have a hope that he would make good Supreme Court nominations, and from that standpoint, he has. And so, therefore, you know, I didn't vote for him. I voted for Gary Johnson, but nonetheless, I can live with the pony show that's going on in the White House. But I have this question. What define class the very best way that you can? Because it, to me, this is sort of an amorphous word. I don't entirely know what it means. I've heard lots of people use it. I mean, I just don't know. What? Go ahead.
Well, I guess class is having, you know, I guess I'm going to use another adjective, but the tact to recognize how people perceive you. You know, you come from a well-off family, so you should have manners. And I think that he is so unhinged that what I used to see in him from the Apprentice show was what I call good intentions to raise money for charities. And you see, you know, a grand building, and he knew how to act businesslike. And I guess if you have tact, you know how to act businesslike, you might have a little class as well. So I guess I don't really know the fine definition, but he's not acting businesslike. He's not acting very.
He's acting like a man besieged, and you know, not. He doesn't look good doing it from that standpoint. I hope him the best, and hope he can turn things around here or whatever. But you know, personally, I just don't. I would agree with you entirely that he's just not making himself look terribly presidential. And if he just gave up his habit of tweeting, he'd be better off.
I love it. I think it's so entertaining. Well, I mean, I don't read all of them. Right,
you're entertained, now, absolutely.
But I actually did subscribe to his tweets. I've never done that with a politician before.
His tweets, what he should do is he should write out, yeah, Covfefe yourself. he should write out his tweets ahead of time and then wait 24 hours and see whether or not he still wants to send them. But these tweet storms.
That takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, it should not. Yeah, of course it does. Because it's a good idea.
Jay, anything else you want to share?
Jay. You know, and that's a good point that I guess I brought up was maybe he was contractually not allowed to talk about the millions of dollars that the Apprentice show actually did raise for charity. You know, I don't know what kind of contract he had, but, you know, I never heard that once. And, you know, you talk about how some politicians don't give money to charities as much as other politicians. But, you know, I just think that, you know, he raised a lot of money for a lot of people, and I think that went unspoken. So I still have faith in him. I think he can get us there, but he just needs to calm down.
Get you where? Get you where?
Where do you think he's going to get you?
Well, I think he's going to get us, you know, hopefully with the Republican Congress and Senate, we can start to look at the budget. We have to be fiscally sound. We have to run the country like a business. You don't spend more money than you have coming in.
Well, that would be a nice rule, sure. I mean, and when's the last time the government did that?
I mean, a balanced budget amendment would be really, really, really awesome. You would think that the politicians would go for it, but this, you know, this notion of spending straight into debt is really ridiculous. But frankly, the whole Federal Reserve system, the way it's created, the Federal Reserve notes are debt notes. They're the debt from the Treasury, which claims essentially your and my labor through the income tax to pay off debt in the future. They should have some value-backed currency, and then if they did have a value-backed currency, they could actually balance a budget. But you know,
they'll never do that because I mean, they love the ability to just print money. The government, you know, getting the government. Hey, Jay, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The government loves the printing press. It's their most powerful tool. It's more powerful than, you know, bombs and planes or whatever because it can pay for all of those things.
If you had the ability to create money out of thin air, if you had a money tree, as it were, would you get rid of it because you know, it's slowly you know, destroying your life, and that's what's happening with the government. That's the reason.
But it doesn't destroy their lives. They are living pretty. They're the ones with the, you know, lifetime pensions. And
but it's destroying the government.
I mean, sure, but they don't care about that. By the time they're out, it'll still be there, most likely. I mean, it's very unlikely. At some point, all governments fail. You know, they only have a limited lifespan. This one's been going for quite a while, so maybe we're getting towards the end of the United States federal government. But the odds are that most of these politicians, by the time they call it quits and retire, that the government's still going to be there and they're still going to collect their pensions. So, really, they can just do whatever they want to do, and
most
there's almost no consequence.
In their 70s, I agree with you. And this, you know, now they're really able to rake it in because they've given their lives to, you know, the beast, as it were. But, you know, what I think of whenever you say that the government's going to go on is I hear George W. Bush came in with a debt of $5 trillion. So,
yeah.
You know, and it was pretty low at that point. It stayed relatively stable with a slow increase up to then. When George Bush left, it was $10 trillion.
That's right.
When Obama left, it was $20 trillion.
Roundabouts,
now,
yeah.
I didn't know what's it going to be when, you know, in 8 more years. Now, I don't
How about
know.
4 years? It'd be 40 in 4 years. Who knows?
Well, it could be 40 in probably, if the pattern stays, 40 in eight years.
Yeah.
Whether that's I don't know whether Trump's going to be one or two terms. I wouldn't claim to know.
He's already registered for his second run.
Yeah, the earliest registration ever. good for him or whatever. It's really hard to unseat a sitting president.
Yeah,
it hasn't happened too many times in our lifetimes. So we'll see how that goes.
If you want to join us on the radio here, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. That's what we're doing, and our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I had an interesting conversation, long conversation today at the Bitcoin meetup here in Keene, New Hampshire. A lady from Vermont came over and had all kinds of questions about Bitcoin. She'd actually bought some, and some Ethereum, actually. She bought both of those, and she had them at Coinbase, but she didn't really know that much about it, so we had a nice conversation, and I talked to her about, you know, why I believe that Bitcoin is a great tool for peace. You know, as a minister in a peace church, it's part of my mission to help get Bitcoin into people's hands. And the reason why is because the government printing press is a tool for war. It is a way that these wars that the government has been doing for so long in our lifetimes and beyond have been financed was through the printing press. If people actually had to cut a check in order to finance a government war, if the government had no ability to print money, if they just had, you know, like you were saying, a gold-backed currency or something like that, where, you know, they couldn't just arbitrarily inflate the money supply, and people actually had to write a check to the government to pay taxes rather than the government could just print money as it can now, that would be a huge check on the government's ability to just go ahead and invade other countries or drop bombs or whatever.
Well, that much is true, and I think it's worth pointing out that in World War II, they asked everybody to buy war bonds. Well, mm-hmm. Why is that? Because the currency was tied to a gold standard. It was an international gold standard. It wasn't quite a legit gold standard, but nonetheless,
it was something.
It was tied.
Yeah.
They asked you to buy war bonds. Well, what did George Bush Jr. say regarding, financing the war when he was asked by reporters?
Go shopping.
He told people to go shopping. And because he understood that, under our current system, with money created out of debt, that it's the velocity of currency that matters. Now, velocity of currency doesn't particularly matter with a value-backed currency because the currency is worth something. Saving is incentivized.
You want to hold on to it, yeah.
But I remember in 2005, Americans spent 105% of their earnings.
Okay.
105, how do you spend 105%?
You go into debt.
That's because our current system incentivizes the velocity of money, incentivizes debt, it incentivizes bad fiscal decisions, and then what do? We blame the millennials for bad decisions. What? Are you kidding? You've sat around and you've allowed these stinking politicians, bankers, and bureaucrats to warp the system into something perverse, and then you blame the kids? It's ridiculous.
We got more on the way. You can share your thoughts. Toll free, 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Our two's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.